Phil Tebow and Jesse Forcier are candidates for selectmen. Neither is an incumbent. Both are prime members of the planning board. Jesse is currently elected to the Housing Authority. Phil is currently serving in the capacity of the Building Committee. The
Building Committee, to be honest, I'm also on the Capital Planning
Committee. There you go. Yep. All right.
And a member of the Planning Board.
Alternate.
You're back on the Planning Board?
I sit as an alternate, so if the need ever arises to help with...
I actually like guys that have served on the planning. I think that's a great starting point for people that want to get involved.
I really believe that.
All right,
too.
So I usually don't do this.
One more question before you jump into anything else. People are asking me to ask the override. Voting yes or no?
I'm voting yes on both questions.
I as well. I'll be supporting both questions.
All right.
That's what we want to hear.
All right. So since you're going to ask that guy's questions, I'm going to throw this one out.
That was my question.
I'm aware.
I'm going to hit them with it.
I'm aware. Well, it's not hitting. It's a legitimate question.
Really.
So, Sean Ash, got a text overnight suggesting that we should ask Jesse Forcier about the political hires that he's been a part of on the Dragon Housing Authority. Now, I think it's fair because you do a TV show with this guy. His name is Bond. I want to ask you if you think Jesse has been involved in political hires over at the Housing Authority, or is this just him?
That question's to me right now.
I'm asking.
To be honest, I believe that's just him.
Right.
If I believe that if you look at the definition of cronyism that's being thrown out there, it's a political hire of somebody who doesn't have the ability to do the job.
Right.
And from what I've seen, these people are clearly, they have the ability to do the job. So.
Right. And Jesse, why don't you throw out your involvement in, or lack thereof in this thing?
Yeah. I had never met... there's three that we're talking about, and the two guys that are doing the maintenance now, and there's a woman in the office who's a relative of a guy. I won't bring the name, but a guy in town that I've never met in my life. And I just said it at a Monday's meeting. I said it to the two boys weren't there, but Brian was there, our head maintenance. I said I have never heard better things about the maintenance department. How happy, and the number one thing is if the residents are happy.
Right.
And I hear it not just, you know, from the residents. I just hear it as a general...
Did you have anything to do with their hire?
I had something to do with it because I was on the board, but that's about it. Carabasos, our executive
director. So doesn't
it,
isn't it the director that does the hiring?
Correct. She
just
looks through all the resumes and does all the hiring.
And does the board ratify or does the board have to approve each one?
They approve the final hiring. Right. We have, you know...
So all of that... Because I'm aware of only one, and I know there are a couple of others being alleged, so... you know, much as Phil said, I mean, the one that I'm aware of was a perfect hire. Yeah. Unfortunately for him, he happened to be from a prominent family, so I guess that makes him a hack. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, the issue, I just wanted to get it out there because it's going to be a little bit, and I wanted Phil to respond, and I want you to respond.
Sure.
Well, even on the show that you had referred to, I have said, you know, in the private sector, this is called networking.
Right.
And, okay, you know a family member who's looking for a job, and you know of a job, you try to put them together.
Right.
I mean, if they're qualified to do the job, then they get hired.
Right.
And I guess I would ask, in terms of Board of Selectmen, are they involved at all in any hiring in the town, other than the manager himself?
No, there's three positions.
Police chief, fire chief, they ratify.
But the selectmen only have three. They hire the town manager, the town accountant, and the town council.
Right.
That's all they hire.
I mean, when you look at it, Dracut is a relatively small town. There is going to be people that get hired that have the same last name or are related to somebody that everyone knows each other pretty much in Dracut. So.
Well, that's why I was always fortunate, because I come from a Yankee family. We don't breed a lot, so there wasn't... there were no cousins involved in government and all that, so at least that's one place. So we got... 5 or 6 minutes left. Phil, what's the biggest issue in the campaign, if there is one?
Well, it's certainly out there is for the override,
yep.
You know, the two questions. That just leads into the economic development of the town. I mean, we need a larger economic base, and I think with my experience, I can help build on that.
Yeah. Jesse, biggest issue?
The biggest issue is the potential override. One thing I know that I wanted to talk about, and it coincides with the override, is the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that really hits home with me. And that leads into that, with more police officers on the ground, boots on the ground there, and this potential for more hiring of counselors over at the school. I can't overstate the importance, I believe, of that when it relates to drug use. And it's, I come from City Methuen. Originally I was born, and I've seen it hit family so close to mine, and friends, right, and kids that I've grown up with. It's the single most scary thing, I think, coming up right now.
Even apart from the opioid, just these kids are growing up, and it's as you know, it's a kind of a crazy world, and you know, sometimes they need an independent voice to bounce an idea off of if they have a problem.
Well, I think to your point, Phil, I mean, that's I think where the superintendent is headed with some of this money. I mean, I just think that the way he's gone about his piece of it by investing in some, suggesting that technology be invested in it that'll spin off a rebate that gives him operating capital, is about as good as you can get.
And then when the technology is paid for and done, that money continues funding that those
right.
mental
but
health
it, but counselors. But in the short time, you get like a 40% extra value to your investment, which I don't know how you do any better than that.
Yeah,
really.
It's leveraging dollars to get
right.
more. So
right. So I think he's to be congratulated for his work. Phil, do you think the people will vote for it, the override?
I think so, to be honest. I mean, I have not met anybody who says that there isn't a need. And one of the big arguments is, well, I don't trust the government that's spending it. And my response to that has been, well, that's a good reason to vote out the people who represent you then, if you don't think they're doing the job. But it's not a reason to hold back the funding that you need for your safety or for the schools. And clearly, the needs are there.
I won't argue. Jesse, same question.
I agree. I believe that they'll both pass. I think the numbers are reasonable. I think they were very transparent. I think both sides really put it forward in a very modest approach to it. So
I think you have to say that a $1 million request is about as reasonable as you can get.
Right. And I don't hear it even from, you know, the people that I would expect to hear that they're dead set against it. And I hear positivity from them, too. So I think it has a really good shot.
And I think the
passing.
Incumbents... one is in favor of it, one is not.
Right.
So that'll become part of the conversation going forward for the candidates, and we'll find out what their solutions are to the future. But I'm inclined to agree. I mean, I've not been receptive to operational overrides in the past, but I can't think of a single reason to vote down these requests, and I hold them together. I mean, I support that people... You know, wanted to put two different questions to the voters and give them the shot, but I say you vote for both.
Yeah, I think each will stand on its own merit. Whether it would have been one question or two, I think both have shown the need, and I think both deserve a good look at.
Yeah, and to be honest, of the two questions, I think the school's proposal is probably the smartest because, in fact, it does leverage the money into additional monies.
Yeah.
It gets some infrastructure. To some degree, I almost wish that Jim Duggan had maybe gone the same route and maybe the first year put some money aside, maybe for doing the master plan or something like that. You know,
That's short money, though.
It is.
I mean,
it
could
do
that.
You take some of that money and then you let it transfer into something else.
Right. Yeah, I think to me, the compelling argument on the public safety side of it is, look, we just invested in a very controversial independent assessment of our police department, and the one thing everybody agrees on is we need 7 more cops to be able to do this job safely. And there it is to me. That's the value of what the Board of Selectmen and the School Committee and the Finance Committee did when they came together, is bang out all the facts, present them to the people, let them decide what it is. All right, a minute apiece, wrap it up. Tell people why they ought to vote for Phil Tebow, and then we'll do Jesse.
Well, again, Phil Tebow, I've been involved in the community for a number of years. I think my skill as an architect is somebody who can bring people together, think out of the box if you want. I think I'm a good fit for what the town needs, and I certainly want to help the town grow to a better community. I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.
Jesse?
Hi, Jesse Force here. Again, I've been my slogan as a young, active voice for Draycott. I believe since, you know, the day I moved to Draycott, I've been involved. I have a couple little ones that are going to be entering the school system, so I kind of have a view of all sides of town. I think I can bring a good skill set to the Board of Selectmen. I think they need that type of view. The bottom line is I'm not a politician. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. I feel in my heart that it's the right thing to do. So I ask for your vote on May 2nd.